Hey everybody, Sean Early here. So it's not really a secret anymore. We've known about this for quite some time. Lots of leaks, lots of random bits of information coming out, lots of sort of elusive imagery of some strange device. Anyway, yesterday it became officially official at Meta Connect 2022. They announced the Meta Quest Pro mixed reality headset. So I'm going to be talking about that and all the various news that came from Connect 2022. So I'll see you in the podcast. Have you ever considered expanding your business into Europe? Europe is a hotspot for companies looking to expand globally. It provides some pretty unique opportunities for businesses, such as an educated workforce and a large affluent customer market of digital natives. Economically, now is a great time to make the transition. However, making the move can be challenging. The simple truth is that conducting business in Europe can be very different than in other global markets. Here's some things to consider. For example, customer service and localization. The European customer experience can be very specialized and very different depending on the country. European privacy laws. Data privacy laws in Europe are very strict and very different than in other parts of the world. In fact, they estimate that 90% of foreign businesses currently positioned in Europe are not compliant with up-to-date privacy laws. Chemweb is an innovative corporate communications consultancy with its headquarters in Mainz, Germany. Right now, Chemweb is offering a number of strategic workshop packages backed by legal counsel targeted to help your company get up to speed in order to make a successful and effective European transition. Chemweb has an international team of European, German, and American consultants and content production specialists who can help you properly address the challenges required to successfully expand your business into Europe. So get started the right way. Schedule a workshop with Chemweb. Just go to chemweb.de/EUbusiness. That's Chemweb with a K, KEMWEB.DE/EUbusiness. And now, on to the podcast. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast, your source for news, trends, and analysis of the AR, VR, and immersive technology industry. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe. Hey everybody, Sean Early here. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast. So as I said in the intro, yesterday Meta at Connect 2022 announced the Meta Quest Pro mixed reality headset. So there were, you know, lots of leaks on various devices, lots of information that came out, lots of sort of fairly trustworthy information that came out over the past few months about what this device was. That actually somebody discovered a prototype or a early release in a hotel room somewhere, and somebody took a bunch of pictures of it. Anyway, wasn't really a big secret, but now it's for sure. The Meta Quest Pro mixed reality headset is now a thing. It is actually available now for pre-order, and they're going to be launching it on October 25th. This is 2022, and the price point is going to be $1,499.99 starting. Anyway, the headset features a Snapdragon XR2 Plus chipset, which is much faster than the Quest 2 headsets. These new advanced pancake optics improve visual clarity. It has a color mixed reality pass-through. The Quest 2s have this sort of this black and white pass-through, but the new device is going to be full color. It has these self-tracking hand controllers. The hand controllers now have these sort of cameras in them. So lots of cool updates going on. There's also this charging base station that you can put the headsets and controllers on. Anyway, the new device, what they call it, a Pro. So they're kind of, Meta seems to be switching to, it's focusing a lot more on the business and enterprise consumers. I mean, the Quest 2s and all the previous headsets were a lot more for the gamer crowd, but this is really going towards business and enterprise. So, I mean, if you've followed some of my posts in the past, you kind of talk about how this is an industry-wide switch for immersive technology. Lots more people are kind of getting away from the playful gaming aspect and are trying to get into the actual functionality and the use cases for business and enterprise. Lots of other mixed reality headsets are doing the same. Anyway, the device is, it looks cool. It looks a lot more comfortable. Seems like it has the battery pack in the back now. So the front is actually a little bit smoother. It really a big focus on facial and eye tracking as well. So there's a big focus on the avatars themselves. So they'll be a lot more expressive. So they'll be able to know your emotional, you know, your mouth movements, lots of facial recognition additions added to this. There are also, interesting enough, they announced that I'll get more into the avatars in a little bit, cause that was come some other news they talked about. But you know, as I said before, this is really focusing on the business aspect. So there's a lot more, co-working kind of applications. You know, Horizon Workrooms is around right now. You know, you can get in the Quest 2, you can log in, you can sit in a conference room with other people, and conduct business, do presentations on a screen. You can connect your laptop or whatever, your computer to it. I think the new updates are going to allow you to have multiple screens in there. There's going to be, you know, a little bit more, I guess you can edit more stuff, more improved usability for conducting business in VR. And they also talk a lot more about how, you know, I mean, the thing about the metaverse, what a lot of people don't really talk about is the metaverse is really just, you know, virtual reality or augmented reality, mixed reality. These are all really just sort of additional breakpoints in the sort of the responsive connected internet. And when you talk about the immersive internet, that's really what this is. And so, you know, they want to really get people, you know, conducting business in these applications. So some people may be using the VR headsets, some people may be using their phones, some may be using their laptops. Anyway, they want to kind of mix and match this whole experience, this whole communication experience. So some people will be using their avatars. Some people who are just on, you know, video chat will want to have an avatar as opposed to their video, you know, image. So there's going to be a lot of this sort of mix and match immersive experience going on. They did a big announcement with Microsoft. So they're going to be bringing Teams and Microsoft 365 in as well into the partnership. They also partnered with Zoom, which allows you to use your avatar, your Meta avatars in Zoom meetings, which I think is pretty cool. So again, this is really sort of this hybrid mix match of things to be able to conduct business. And they really, really want people to sort of replace the desktop experience and the mobile experience with this sort of headset experience. So you can kind of engage with people. They're willing to focus on social communication in business. There's lots more partnerships they announced, one with Autodesk, Unreal Engine and Sketchfab and Adobe. Lots of partnerships to allow you to sort of bring in 3D models into the environment. So if you're having a business meeting about a new car design that your company's making, then you can pull in the 3D models and you actually discuss them and show them in VR or AR or whatever you're using. So there's a lot of business focus that they're putting on this, thus they call it the Pro. So I guess they assume with the price point, you know, I don't know the reality of actually building a device, the price point of what it costs to build this device, but they're definitely focusing on, you know, large companies that can afford to pay, you know, $1,500 for, you know, an employee's device to use it. Anyway, that remains to be seen. I still haven't experienced the headset myself. I can't tell you if it's $1,500 worth or not. You know, I think the Quest is pretty cool. Color pass through for me is really cool. Improved optics sound awesome as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't say yet, you know, if it justifies the price point, but obviously they think people will buy it. People spend $1,500 on an iPhone. I'm sure they can spend $1,500 on a headset as well. So that's that. They also announced some new games. So they're going to be bringing Iron Man VR to Quest. Among Us VR is going to be in Quest 2. There's a new Walking Dead game that's coming out. So lots of games coming out that are, I guess, going to take advantage of the Quest Pro. I just reviewed a game today, or was it yesterday, called Argaxer, which is kind of an RPG game. And that kind of, it allows you to sort of either, it's a first person sort of dungeon crawler, but it also allows you to kind of switch your view mode. So you're kind of in sort of God mode. So you're looking up above the dungeon as the player walks through it. And this allows you, in their latest release, which I think today the release is coming out. I got an advanced preview, but today the release is coming out. This is October 13th. Anyway, it allows you to play the game in pass-through mode in AR or XR. So in the Quest 2, you can kind of, you can view the dungeon as it sort of sits on a tabletop, and you can see, you know, in Quest 2, it's this black and white, you know, of your surrounding, it's pass-through mode, which is really cool. So it's kind of like playing a tabletop game in the real world. And I guess with the Quest Pro, obviously everything's going to be color, so it's going to be a lot more richer experience. So I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of that stuff, and I think that's pretty cool. So I'm really looking forward to that. I also saw, they didn't talk about this in the actual event itself, but there's a teaser in the beginning of the event. And anybody who's been listening that knows this, my dream as a musician to be able to have an augmented reality digital audio workstation for recording music, because I record and produce music. And if I were to have a mixed reality headset that allow me to put my recording software in front of me in the real world, that would be my dream. That's like what I wanted to have for this kind of tech. When I first experienced the first Oculus ever, I put it on. I said, man, this would be awesome if I had my recording studio in VR or AR right in front of me here, and I don't need all these screens and devices. So that would be my dream. Anyway, there's a teaser in the beginning of the MetaConnect keynote, which I'll link to it in the show notes. But they actually show somebody using a digital audio workstation. So on one side, it's the recording tracks, and the other side, it's the mixer tracks. And, you know, it's not just, it doesn't look like it's a PC. They're using their mouse. They're actually using their hand controllers or touch controllers to move the faders and stuff like that. So if that's a teaser for something they're working on, I'm so down with that. I'm so looking forward to that. That is what I want. So again, any music production companies who create digital audio workstation software, DAW softwares like Pro Tools or Cubase or Reason or whatever. Anyway, that's what I want. So jump on that, talk to me about it. I would be happy to work with you on that. Let's get this thing going on the MetaQuest Pro. I'm down for that. Anyway, a little tangent, a little bit of an obsession on my side. Anyway, let's move on. So that being said, they also announced some other things. They're focusing on this fitness beta that they're launching to do more fitness tracking with the device. They also have this MetaQuest 2 Active Pack, which is like this, it's like this specific, because you know in the Quest 2s, they have this black sort of insert for people who wear glasses or whatever that adjusts for people who wear glasses. Anyway, there's this Active Pack insert now, which is for people who get super sweaty, I guess, so they can put it in the device and you can sweat a lot and maybe you can wash it or something, I don't know. They also have these little sort of clips that clip into the hand controllers, so they have this sort of rubbery strap that goes around your hand, so people who do lots of crazy stuff like action games and lots of punching and stuff, then your controllers won't fly off your hand so easily. So that's cool. That's going to be available on October 25th as well. Let's get into the avatars thing. So they want to talk about the improvements in avatar quality. So obviously they have this, you know, facial recognition that's going in there, eye tracking. So that's cool. They demoed some really cool future projects they're working on. One was this sort of wristband that you wear that will allow you to sort of do more hand control behavior without actually having to use the touch controllers that they have. They also talked about how that in tandem with this new ultra realistic codec avatars that they were showing off. These were amazing. So basically it showed this woman who scanned her face with a camera for a couple minutes as she was doing all these very sort of exaggerated facial expressions. And then this camera converted her face into this hyper-realistic codec avatar that was so impressively real. So within a few minutes, this thing converted its thing, or half an hour, whatever it does. It's a prototype now, so we don't really know the reality of it. But anyway, they did this thing And I swear to God, it looked exactly like the person, exactly. And normally you see like realistic graphics in like Unreal Engine or whatever in some video games. Those you can sort of, you know, the Uncanny Valley is pretty clear there. You can tell that, you know, that's the 3D person. But in this case, this was super real. The facial expressions were real. Everything was super real. And that's kind of the future of where they're going with avatars. So I was really impressed with that. I don't know when that's going to be released, sometime in the future, but that's really cool. So let's keep that in mind for something they're working on. They also did a demo where they're actually seeing your legs now. I'm not quite sure how that works. Maybe that's in tandem with the cameras on the touch controllers or something. I don't know, but I guess we're going to start seeing more legs in the actual games. They talked about what's that game called? Oh yeah, I don't know why I forgot it. It was called Beat Saber. Anyway, with Beat Saber, normally you just use your hands to as like lightsabers to hit the musical notes as they come by. But now you can actually, there's going to be a mode where you can actually use your knee. So somehow it knows that your knees are in place, so you can actually hit the notes with your knee. So that is interesting. I'm not sure. I wasn't quite clear if that's actually coming out in this release for the Quest Pro or if it's going to be an update to the Quest 2s. So I'm not sure. I have to check that out. So anyway, that's super interesting. I think that's a bulk of everything they talked about yesterday. So the Quest Pro headsets, they look pretty cool, super pricey. So I'm going to wait and see how that gets justified. They are, again, you can pre-order them now. They're going to ship on October 25th. So I'm curious to see how those flow out for the holidays. Obviously, you got to order them in the States. I don't know how they're going to roll out globally. He did a lot of discussion about how in Horizon, in, you know, their sort of social app, there's going to be a lot more ability to sort of update your avatars in there. There's going to be an avatar store where you can, I wasn't clear if this is now or this is going to be in the future. Anyway, there'll be an avatar store. We'll be able to purchase different things for your avatar. You'll be able to, sort of update your own environment in, I'm not sure if it's Horizon or the actual Meta Quest environment. You know, when you first start Meta Quest, you're in kind of this room where you can, you know, you can kind of change it to like a different types of scenery or whatever. Anyway, I'm not clear yet if that's going to happen for across all the Quest devices or if that's only going to be for the Pro. I don't know, but you'll be able to actually create using some of these Adobe programs and stuff that they're doing partnerships. You'll be able to create more environments for yourself and import 3D models and create more environments. I think they're trying to focus on that being in the Horizon worlds. Since I'm in Germany, I actually haven't seen Horizon World because they haven't launched it here yet. I don't know if that's a legal problem they have or if that's just some kind of rollout problem, but it would be super awesome since they already launched in a couple European countries if they could release that in Germany so we are allowed to actually see what that is. Anyway, so yeah, if you're listening, Meta, please let's jump on getting Horizon Worlds. All that Horizon events, they also don't work as well. So it'd be great to experience some of that in Germany as well. So please launch those soon so we can keep track of all these things and talk about all the great things that you make in podcasts like this. Anyway, no cynicism there. But yeah, so that's about it. MetaQuest Pro, it's officially official. You pre-order now, save your pennies, order for the holidays, tell your boss, everybody needs one. Let's all start trying to work in mixed reality and see what that world really becomes. You know, I'm 50-50 on that myself, obviously. It's nice to be able to put on a headset and meet somebody in a virtual workspace, but it's also kind of a sinking nightmare still. So every time we've tried it in the past, it normally takes forever to get everybody kind of synced up and get their devices working and invited to the meetings and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's challenging on a laptop to get a bunch of people to just log into Teams or log into Zoom or something. I think it's not a device issue. I think it's a user experience issue that needs to be settled to make sure people actually can meet in an augmented or virtual space with any kind of headset or any kind of device. That needs a lot of work, in my opinion. So I'm curious to see if that will improve from a user experience perspective. But anyway, that's their goal. That's what's coming out. I'll put notes in the show notes, link to all this stuff. Definitely curious to hear your opinions. As always, please reach out and let me know your thoughts. Leave a comment on the blog posts. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We are on all most of the leading podcast platforms. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Google. Recently just made sure that we're on Amazon too, so you can listen on Amazon or Audible. And reach out via social network. I'm very active on social, so I'll always write you back if you have a comment and not just spammy spam. So reach out, let me know what you think. I'm curious to know your thoughts on the MetaQuest Pro mixed reality headset. So with that said, I'm Sean Early. This is the ARVR Magazine podcast, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.